The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
You know, have you ever heard that that statement, awareness is the first step? Well, I truly believe it. And guess what? Some of us, we have core competency in this lovely, I would say that it's a psychological helper at times, denial. But what you don't know when it comes to your health can actually hurt you. So I've got my lovely juice star, Ray Dewstar, here to talk with me this segment about your numbers. Do you know what your cholesterol is? What about what kind of cholesterol and the number of that? Your HDL, your LDL, your triglycerides. Do you know the ratio, your blood pressure, your pulse, blood sugar? Do you even know your blood type? All of those things, if you know, if we can knock you alive, as my last guest just said, with you making sure that you know these things, you're going to live a more optimal, better life. Would you agree with me, Ray?
I would totally agree with you, and I got knocked alive back in February of 2012 when, ironically, you know, random visit to the doctor revealed that I had surprisingly high cholesterol. And so that is literally what started me down this, you know, this entire path, all the segments that we've talked about that are, you know, if you haven't listened to them, go to Radio MD and give a listen. But, you know, the thing is, at the end of the day, it is awareness of these numbers. And these are not rocket science numbers. These are basically, you know, what I like to tell people now as some good initial general markers when it comes to understanding kind of your health. We've talked about cholesterol before. We've talked about the HDL, which is your good cholesterol, the LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, triglycerides, which kind of measures the fat in your blood system.
Well, I'm going to jump in because you and I have done this before, and I'm such a stickler on this. So I always say that there's no bad cholesterol, because LDL, if like you get down to the biochemics of it, I got to tell you, it does some incredible things in our body. The key is, and this is exactly what we're talking about, do you know the number? Because it's just got to be in an appropriate range. That's the big thing. And if you think about triglycerides, we can break that down too. So tri-3, glycerol is sugar, and then on a fatty acid backbone. So a lot of times I see triglycerides elevated, wine drinkers, people that are eating lots of fat, lots of saturated fat, lots of sugar, those really get spiked in those situations. But all right, continue on.
Well, what's great is, I mean, yeah, all of those. I mean, I can honestly say, like, I now, when I see a friend or somebody that I care about, I'll ask them, I'll say, hey, do you know what these numbers are? And it's honestly 9 out of 10 people, you know, just don't know. So, you know, the goal, you know, one of my goals is to kind of just get people to basically better understand their numbers, and then partner with their doctor, do their own research in order to see if there's better ways. You know, blood pressure, you know, what's your, you know, how many people take their blood pressure on a monthly basis, let alone weekly or daily? You know, personally, for me, it's funny, when I go to a CVS or someplace like that and they've got that kind of blood pressure cuff, I always go back there. I always fire that thing up. You know, my parents have a, you know, blood pressure monitor, which we use, you know, with my dad on a, let's say, a, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. So whenever I'm visiting them, I'll check my blood pressure there. But it really is. It's about understanding and having the right, you know, test done so you know what those numbers are. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think it's important too, I'm definitely way into my later part of my fourth decade. And I think for definitely people over 32, as you've said before, have a baseline. Just know that. I love how on top of it you are. But at least for people to have a baseline, and then we think of, like, at the minimum, just yearly. You know, I have a very consultative practice, meaning I do a lot with my career, as most people know. And so in my practice, I don't function as a primary care doctor, but gosh darn it, I take vital signs and blood pressure every single time, even if somebody's coming in for, you know, chronic eczema, etc. Why?
Sure.
Because I think it's really important. And I can't tell you, out of the thousands and thousands and thousands I've seen, patients I've seen over the past 15 years, how many people accidentally we've had to diagnose with hypertension because we simply took the blood pressure.
Absolutely. So you totally got it. You know, even things like vitamin B12, vitamin D, you know, I had somebody who basically bought my Boost liquid vitamin product back in July, and they emailed me and said, hey, you know, I'm low on vitamin B12 and vitamin D. Will your product help with that? And so I took them through everything. I explained everything. I shared with them, you know, the sources of vitamin B12 that we use, which is a methylcobalamin, which is a very, very high quality source. I actually got an email from her on Monday of this week, and she said, hey, I went back in for a blood test. I've been taking a shot of Boost, you know, for 4 months now, and my B12 and my vitamin D numbers are completely normal now, and my doctor's very happy. So that was an incredibly, incredibly rewarding kind of interaction for me, not only because it shows, you know, that my product is great and our product works, but I was happy that she basically, you know, had a baseline understanding of her numbers, put a plan and process in place, and then went back in and remeasured. And, you know, within 4 months, she basically normalized those levels. So, you know, that's right. What I'm talking about.
Well, and I think it's important for folks to know that when we're talking about these vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin B12, they are not just what you will find on, like, let's say the Boost label. They make your body function. Your biochemistry, if you ever take a biochemistry class, it's like taking a nutrition class, because vitamins, minerals, these are the cofactors and the enzymes that create biochemical processes, and you can't live without them. So if you find yourself in a situation, and this is what this segment is all about, do you know what situation you're in? If you find yourself depleted, right? So depleted in some of these vitamins, it's time to replete. First of all, you want to understand and identify, hey, why'd you get into that situation? Are there digestive disturbances? Is there malnourishment? Are there poor food choices, poor soil, poor compromised food chain, etc.? But you've got to replete. When we talk about liquid vitamins, which your segments we do a lot, you always make that great analogy where it's like, hey, if you take a sip of wine, pretty much you can feel that liquid going through. Coffee in the morning, I just take two sips before I even talk to anybody, because I can feel that right away. And then liquid vitamins, you've got that absorption factor there, which can help replete somebody with these numbers, vitamin D, vitamin B12, if they need to be repleted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then there's even things like, you know, this is funny. I tell a lot of people, like, you know, how do you feel in your jeans? Like, do your jeans feel tighter? Do they feel loose? There's even non-clinical ways you can really try and understand what's going on. Here's a question for you. I'm curious about your opinion on this. What about weighing yourself every day? Do you weigh yourself every day? Do you advocate kind of weighing yourself every day on a scale?
I certainly do not. I certainly do not weigh myself every day, and I do not advocate that at all. Now, there are some people, because I'm a big advocate of everybody being very individualized, there are some people, if they have a weight loss goal, if they have a weight loss desire and they're on a plan, that's helpful just to track progress. But I've got to tell you, there are different things in the environment. If you're a woman, you've got different physiological processes happening with your hormonal cycle throughout the month that will... if you're not careful, that number that you get every day, if you're looking at it as a reward or as a punishment, can get you into trouble. So that's usually why we set up, like, maybe once a week, same time of the morning, you know, same clothes, same scale, etc.
I got you. Now, ironically, I do weigh myself every day. Here's what's funny. For me, I use it as just basically awareness, you know. And for example, if let's say I had, you know, a big, big, giant meal that I overate at the night before and whatever, it kind of helps me sort of see and track the things that are going on with your body. But I hear you, and I think that definitely is an individual decision. You know, at the end of the day, it's like, the biggest thing I tell people is, hey, you know, and I love your thing about being your own primary care provider, right?
I got 15 seconds for us.
Okay.
Yep, it's time for everybody to primarily take charge of their own care. That's right. So know your numbers. That's what we're talking about. You got to know what they are. Awareness is the first step, all right? And if there's something going on, you can join us back here on Radio MD.